Breakfast.
Jay and Dave, on air weekdays and online now at cfmmackay.com.au.
Now, Dave, we love Mayor Deirdre Comerford, and especially when she comes in to visit us in the studio. We know it's not that often because she's so busy, and this morning is an exception. Hello, Mayor Deirdre Comerford.
Hello, and I was going to bring you morning tea, but I just didn't get around to it. Sorry about that.
Since when have you been able to cook? Since you've become mayor, when have you been able to cook? You've been that
busy. Okay, my husband does do most of the cooking, but I do
the guardian now and again.
Your
husband, the guardian.
Yeah. He's a good cook.
Is he really?
He always was a good cook. He's a better one now because he's had to cook more meals.
It's a forced thing.
It's a forced thing. We've gone from... You work out the meals, you do up the grocery list, he'd buy the groceries. I'd come home from work, they'd be sitting on the bench.
All right.
And it's all like, no, this is not how grocery shopping happens. Grocery shopping has you work out the meals, you buy the groceries, and you put it away. Then I come home, there's just food in the fridge. That's what happens with men, isn't it?
See, and look, you know what? I think he's... Brett, if you're listening, mate, you've just made a rod for your own back, my friend.
Yeah, you've just upped your own game, buddy.
He did say to me the other week, why don't you do something different? I said, like what? He said, like, go and get the groceries.
It's going to be a big weekend, isn't it, really?
Yeah, and I just encourage listeners, come on down, 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock Saturday, and be surprised.
How often do you get something for free?
Well, that's very true.
You know, this is a lot of fun for free.
Mm.
What's the idea behind it too, Deirdre? Is it to try and inspire more people to come into this, back into the city centre?
Well, councillors are of the belief we want to mark the end of the city centre the way it looks, because Monday morning the contractors start work on our city centre redevelopment project, then we'll have another party at the end. And I hope, I really do hope, that Twilight City becomes an annual event on our calendar, just like the Festival of Arts, Global Grooves and so on. I hope Twilight City becomes an annual event.
It's going to be a great one for a first start one. Let's fast forward to the end of the project. Are there going to be major changes in regards to appearance to the city centre?
Yeah, there certainly will be, but it's just not the public realms under our influence, but the private buildings aren't. So that's why we're working with building owners. We need their facades to look better than they do.
Mm.
And then we need business owners, the people who are operating out of the city centre, to challenge themselves. Have I got the right product mix? Am I meeting the community's needs? Because council's clear in its desire. It wants Wood Street to become our... Hastings Street of Noosa or Logan Street in Melbourne. It's our dining
like
precinct.
Yeah,
that's Wood Street. We're envisaging it's our eatery. It's our hub. It's a place you want to be.
A Saturday night, it's going to be a big night. Like Deirdre said, you know, this can only be successful if, you know, people turn up. It's going to be a great night. We've got previous MasterChef Australia contestant Sarah from Walkerston who will be appearing as well. We've got street performers. You can win yourself city centre cash as well. Outdoor cinema too, Dave. It's going to be a big weekend.
Massive weekend. And Deirdre, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. And you'll find me in the CFM Kids Zone. That's where you'll find Brett and I and the children.
Yeah.
We're actually manning it from 4 to 5.
There you go.
Ahead of doing that.
Hey, where else can you find a mayor that does the groundwork?
Come and do your paint work with me.
Love that. All right. And for the details, keep listening to us right across your workday or go to our website at cfmmackay.com.au.
If it's making entertainment news headlines,
now that's entertainment.
It's in Access All Areas. And if it's not, it's about to.
Now, the world obviously still talking about the death of Robin Williams, Dave.
Yeah.
It's all these different stories. Yesterday we heard about his daughter Zelda having to remove her Twitter account due to these horrible rumours that pictures of him were surfaced. And
now there's rumours that it wasn't just depression that he was suffering from either.
He was struggling with depression and... the other thing was, and this is a big surprise for us, Robin Williams' wife came out last night and said that he was also dealing with Parkinson's disease. It's the first, the onset of Parkinson's disease. So we didn't know that until last night. So
that's scary.
Some horrible stuff. But again, the family, we just wish that, you know, everybody in the family who was left behind is going to be okay. So.
Now let's go from the USA over to England.
Sir Cliff Richard. Breaking news overnight last night. There's an allegation of underage assault with children in the 1980s. They're saying it's completely false at this stage, but it's still alleged. They did search his property.
Yeah.
Nothing has come up at this stage, but they're certainly going to be digging deeper into this. Off the back of the Rolf Harris thing, you know, it's just a crazy world to find, you know, these sort of allegations as well.
Now, he's actually come out and said, no, it's not true whatsoever.
No, not true at all.
Right.
But obviously the police will do their investigations. Last night, though, if you watched the show called The Bachelor, everybody else seems to be watching, Anita tells Blake her vision of the future with The Bachelor himself.
Blake are progressively getting closer, but it's still not where a lot of other girls are.
Okay.
sorry. I think to stay, I really need to speak to him tonight. I need to make that great impression.
Yeah.
So I heard you had fun yesterday.
I did. Yeah.
You are a little...
Jealous?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't she kicked out last night?
She was. It didn't work for her. Anita, there it was time for you to go. I don't know, The Bachelor, I just can't turn it off.
Really? The train wreck it is?
No, it's a great show. Blake looks like the guy from the Old Spice commercial.
Kind of sounds like him too, actually, yeah.
Like a voiceover artist.
Dave loves sport. Jay says he should play more of it. Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Good morning to you. It is 24 to 7. Jay and Dave for breakfast. We swapped lives for 24 hours and it wraps up at 8:15 tonight. And also...
This morning, not tonight. I'm not coming another 12 hours living your life for another 12 hours. No.
I try to live my life through your life vicariously anyway.
I know. So, well, we have the highlights after 8:15 this morning on that. And sleeping in each other's houses, driving each other's cars, everything.
Yeah. It's been a bit of a... Oh, speaking of your car, you better get it serviced, okay, after I had... Because I haven't used manual for a little while. Now, we were talking about the cheesiest songs around earlier before with Access All Areas just after 6 o'clock because S Club 7, the pub group from the 90s, deciding to reform. Now, that's the big story.
Well, there was a list that came out yesterday, actually, about the cheesiest songs ever. The number one song was, actually, and you probably won't find this very out there, would be Achy Breaky Heart. Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah, that's pretty cheesy.
So what we're going to do is put you into the draw for our $200 gift card thanks to our friends at Caneland Central, part of their Wall of Fortune. If you want to give us a call with the cheesiest song, in your opinion, ever, that could win you that $200 gift card. For me, it would be that Macarena song.
Oh,
remember this song?
Yeah.
Nobody knows the words.
No, except for Kerri-Anne Kennelly.
You know this little bit here. Hey, Macarena! That's the only words that you know.
That is corny.
We are looking for the cheesiest song this morning, 13:27:10. It could get you that $200 gift card, thanks to Caneland Central. Now, we were talking about the cheesiest songs of all time. Yes. A list came out a couple of days ago. No surprises. Achy Breaky Heart, Billy Ray Cyrus. Top of the list.
Do you want to hear mine?
Yeah.
Do you remember Shoop Shoop Diddy Wop Come and Come Away Day? That one? From the 80s?
Yeah, I do, but
yeah, Monty.
A song that I would probably want to forget, to be honest.
Monty Video and the Cassettes. What a name of a band.
We were just asking, we wanted to know what the cheesiest song for you is on 13:27:10. Todd has got a cheesy song, mate.
Okay, what is it, Todd?
The cheesiest song, I reckon, was that Boys, Boys, Boys by that Sabrina.
But I bet you any money you had one of her posters up on your wall.
Nah, Amy, well, I had a picture of her in my wallet.
Tom, that's even worse, my friend.
those white bikinis. Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
yeah.
Tom.
Did you see the video clip of that? That was when they didn't really edit things.
Back in the day.
Yeah, they didn't edit all that well, did they?
No.
Oh, I love it, Tom. That's a great one. Let's go to Dave. Stay there for a second, mate. We'll put it in the drawer. Dave's on 13:27:10. Hello, Dave. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. Good stuff.
Well, not too bad. What song is the cheesiest for you?
Mate, I'm thinking that bloody Ring My Bell by Colette.
Oh, we were just... You know what? We had a bit of a discussion about Colette 2 weeks ago, Jay and I, off air, about the bike pants and everything. Those were the big things back in the early 90s, weren't they?
Oh, I do remember them, yeah.
See, it's funny what you can remember about the song. The song lyrics were crap, but you can remember the film clip.
That's right.
It always
does your head in.
Yeah. Thanks for your call there, Dave. Let's try Jackie. What was the cheesiest song in your mind?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, Steps. Yeah.
I can't remember the rest of it.
My boom scooting baby is driving me crazy.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, that's scary that you know the lyrics to that.
That came out when I first started in radio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a long time ago now.
All right, Jackie, we're going to throw you in the draw for that $200 Caneland Central gift card as well, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, stay there on the lane and we'll get your details.
That's
some corny ones there, isn't there?
I think there's much cornier songs to take out Billy Ray Cyrus's Achy Breaky Heart. We actually put just a post on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
You can tell us what the corniest song is for you. If we haven't mentioned the song that you think is the corniest, go to CFM Mackay online on Facebook is where you find us this morning. Mark Fawcett, hello.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Mate, very well. Good to see you in the studio. You guys at the Mech are so busy. You have been in the last 12 months, and it's not settling down for you anytime soon, is it, really?
It's not. There's more acts going on sale every week, and we've just announced a couple of really great ones.
Mm. How's Susie Quattro going?
Susie Quattro is really going gangbusters.
Oh, so you got to get your tickets nice and early.
Yeah, there really is a great deal of of excitement about Susie. I think she's being very honest, saying this is her Goodbye Australia tour. She sort of admits, you know, the rock and roll that she does is not suitable for somebody that is, you know, in their 70s. So she's going to give up gracefully and really say goodbye Australia.
Ron Moss, Bold and the Beautiful, everybody knows who he is.
Yeah.
This show, what can we expect?
Look, this is actually a really different type of show. It's a show in two acts. Yep. The first act is actually Ron Moss telling his story as Ridge Forrester, 25 years on The Bold and the Beautiful. And we're going to see some film clips from The Bold and the Beautiful that have never been shown in Australia.
Like exclusive kind of stuff.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Some outtakes. And I think he's also the type of bloke that takes the mickey out of himself as well.
If you can't do that, then you can't live. But Ron Moss is great at that, isn't he?
He really is. I sort of put him in that David Hasselhoff category as far as that goes.
could you imagine a duo between those two?
That's exactly right.
So you can book your tickets now through the Mackay Entertainment and Convention Centre?
You can, but then there's sort of Act 2 as well, which is Ron Moss joined by his original band Player.
Please.
So in the late 1970s, early 80s, before Ron Moss actually went on to The Bold and the Beautiful, he had a band called Player, and their big song was Baby Come Back. And so second act, all live music from the 70s and 80s, Ron Moss and Player. So it should be really, really good.
There's a lot of swooning hearts, I think, just from the ladies to see Ron Moss on stage.
I saw your eyes just pricked up.
Me. Let's move on. All right, so Miss Saigon, that's a local production coming to the Mech as well, isn't it?
It is, yes. That's on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So all local talent.
Yeah.
The guys have been working really, really hard. It's the first time Miss Saigon's been done in Mackay as well, so a bit of an extravaganza.
Now, we've got the Soweto Gospel Choir also not far away, which is fantastic, straight out of South Africa.
That's right. They've been touring Australia. They're stopping in Mackay.
And I've got two big things to announce. Well, John Butler Trio, we sort of announced that anyway, but great announcement throughout the week for a great Aussie artist.
Yeah, we've got Missy Higgins coming, and that's been a bit of a surprise deal. A lot of people thought that Missy wasn't going to be coming to Mackay, and she is. She'll be at the Mech, and this is sort of, Missy saying, won't be around for a while because she is pregnant, so she'll have a year off after this.
Yeah, that was announced, actually. Yeah, that was a bit of a shock for everyone, too. Especially
I didn't know she was engaged to get married. So, well, there you go. So all of those shows, plus, again, John Butler Trio, great Aussie band as well, and trio. So if we want to get tickets to any of these shows or find out more, what's the best website to check out, Mark?
The best way to do it is jump online, www.mackaytix.com.au.
Mark Fawcett, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, all week everybody's been going into the draw for the $200 Caneland Central gift card. If anyone called, their phone number was logged. So let's give Karina a call, shall we?
Let's see if she answers the phone. Live radio. Here we go.
So exciting.
Karina speaking.
Karina, Jane Day from CFM. How are you?
Hi, good.
That's good. How would you like a $200 gift card? Thanks to Caneland Central.
Yes. That's almost like $100,000.
Well, with that money, you can go and spend up big time at Caneland Central and potentially win yourself $100,000 cash on the 30th of August, okay?
That would be awesome.
Good luck and thanks for your call this morning.
Thank you.
No worries. See, that's how easy it is to win a $200 gift card thanks to Caneland Central, and part of their Wall of Fortune continues tomorrow at midday at Caneland Central too. Hey, I've got to ask you a question. How do I make my beard grow?
You just let it grow. You don't even bother with it. You just let it go.
I need some, if you've got a tip, maybe like a old wives' tale or a myth or something like that, I'm willing to try these. Now, I'm growing a beard. That's partly reason why we switched lives, because I'm growing a beard at the moment for the musical Bonnie and Clyde. Tickets on sale now at Mackay Entertainment and Convention Centre, 4th and 5th of September.
Geez, you want to plug in there or what?
If you've got a tip on how to make your beard grow, 13, 27, 10. Now, somebody told me that I should rub egg yolks into my beard.
Really?
I did that yesterday. Nothing.
Right. So you're thinking there's some sort of concoction like goat's milk and herbs and berries.
Well, whatever you've got. If you've got a tip, if you've got a myth, something that I can rub into the beard, I'm going to try it for a few days just to try and make this beard that I'm growing for the musical a little bit bushier than it is now. Because at the moment, it's... Like, this is 12 days worth.
Yeah.
And, look, it's about a centimetre long.
Yeah, it's not looking too good. I mean, it's okay, but for 12 days worth, it's a little bit slow on the uptake.
I'm still tossing up whether I should shave it off after the musical is finished or to keep it, because I'm actually getting so many people say,
yeah,
keep it. It makes you actually look like your age instead of 12 years old.
Yeah, well, it does, actually. I'll give you that.
Because when I shave, like most men, you look half your age.
Yeah.
So I'm not 24. I wish I was 24. not 24, but yeah, shave it off and I look 12 years old. So I'm thinking about keeping it. But with trying to make it grow, if you've got an idea or a tip or maybe a myth or an old wives' tale, more than happy to try it.
So what you're saying is Pantene is not cutting it. It won't happen overnight, but it will happen.
No, but that doesn't make your hair grow.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Oh, you need minoxidil.
What's that?
That's like Rogaine.
What's Rogaine?
Rogaine, you throw it on the top of your head for bald people like me. You throw it on your top of your head. It's supposed to help your follicles grow hair. It helps you.
Clearly, have you used that product?
Obviously not.
I was going to say.
You see in the top of
that
my head.
Failed big time on your behalf. You can let us know on our Facebook page. Somebody also said to try manure.
I'd love to see you do that.
Well, I'm more than happy to give it a go if it's going to make the beard grow.
Okay, if anyone's got any
chocolate,
flatten around, just give us a call, 132017.
Want to know when you've put your foot in it? When you've put your foot in your mouth and you've embarrassed yourself or somebody you know...
Every single day.
...has put their foot in it. My friend went to a restaurant here in Mackay City.
Yeah.
It was about 3 nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a table of 5 people, but him and his wife had turned up to the restaurant earlier to secure a table.
Yep.
So he said to the cashier, who was very friendly, you know, we want a table of 5. She said, okay, no worries. You know, I'll give you this table over here.
Mm-hmm.
The husband and wife sat down, and then the husband got up and walked over to the cashier and said, oh, hey, can I order a couple of drinks? And the cashier said to the husband, the guy,
yeah,
sure, what would you like? He's like, I'll have a beer. And he said, what would your mum like? Right? And it was...
Oh, no. Are you serious?
Legit. So it was, what would your mum like? And it was his wife, right? So he's had a chuckle. When I heard the story, I went, oh, my God, we've all been there.
Yeah.
We've said something to somebody or somebody has said something to you where they've just got it absolutely incorrect.
Yeah.
And he went back and told the wife and she was ropeable.
Okay, your mate should never have said that to his wife to start off.
No, they're open and they were having a good old laugh about it to start with, but she wasn't really ropeable at him. It was just, oh, my God, I look like your mother. What? have you put your foot in it before?
Okay, Liz, when have you put your foot in it?
A long time ago, I was going to school as a parent, taking my kids to school, and there was a lady I was walking up with, and... I said to her, oh, so when's the next one due? And I will never, ever, ever say that to anybody ever again, no matter how pregnant they look, because she was not pregnant.
It is the absolute worst, isn't it, Liz? I mean, seriously, you don't know where to look and you go bright red, don't you?
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
Yeah, it's very embarrassing.
Liz, we're going to put you in that drawer for the $200 K-Lane Central gift card, okay?
Awesome. Thank you very much.
See you later. Thanks for the call. Thanks for embarrassing yourself with us. Aaron, when have you put your foot in it, mate?
Oh, mate, I was sitting at the shops with one of my mates and I said, have a look at this bird. And she looks a bit out of it and drugged up. And he said, meet me mother.
Oh, no.
So it wasn't very good.
That wasn't your best moment, Aaron.
Yes, mate, yeah. It wasn't the best moment.
Aaron, I hope you pay for lunch.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call.
That's awkward. Thanks for your call. Let's go to Karina is on 132017. Hello, Karina. How are you?
I'm good.
When have you put your foot in it?
It happened to a friend of mine. She had my little baby babysitting him in Caitlin's one day. And she was trying on new bras. And the sales assistant goes, oh, look, you wrecked mummy's boobs. And she hasn't had kids, so yeah.
That's awkward.
Thanks for your call there, Karina.
Oh, I could take a whole show on these calls, I reckon. Yeah. Thank you to everybody in the draw for that $200 gift card. Thanks to our friends at K-Lane Central.
Thing is, you never know where to look. Once it happens to you, you go bright red and you just don't know where to look, do you?
I hear somebody calling my name. I really have to run off. I would love to stay and talk, but I can't. I'm see you later. This came off the back of Naomi Lynch from our local newsroom saying we're looking very similar these days with in regards to having a beard and we apparently dress the same. If that's the case, I'm looking at the way you dress now. I wouldn't step out in public like that. So we switched 24 hours. We switched lives. You had to do everything I did, and I had to do everything you did, which is nothing.
Okay, well, hey, I do stuff. You just don't see it, that's all. We started off, well, I started off going over to your place and being you for the day.
How to explain what it looks like? I don't think I've seen anything this messy in a very long time. I mean, he's in his 30s now, and it's kind of like he's a teenager. It's a bit like a bomb has hit the place. So I'm guessing I've got a fair bit of cleaning up to do. Thanks, Jay.
Thank you.
Dinner? Yeah? Yep, okay. Let's feed you. All the washing is done, all of the floors have been done, and the dogs have just been fed as well. I've cleaned up the stuff that was left in his sink, so what else is on the list? Okay, fair enough. It's Bonnie and Clyde, the musical, right. So I've got to learn some of his lines. Here we go. He's told me he's playing Henry with an accent, a Texan accent. So let's give this a go. Okay, Henry says, "I don't own the land, and it ain't worth it for them to have me working no more. You're kind of like West Dallas." Oh, he was just borrowing the bicycle. And I'm going through all of these other pages, and I think that's all he's got. In the whole Bonnie and Clyde, that's all he's got. Those first two lines, and that is it. Okay, well, those are lines done. Sort of just put me in there, and I can slot in for him instead.
Nailed it.
You were crap.
Nailed it.
That was crap.
No, sign me up. I could be in the musical for you instead. I could be your understudy if you come down with the flu.
No, what people didn't know, you actually edited that to the wazoo because you stuffed that up royally four times before you even got that line out properly.
Maybe.
You
but
did.
But let's just keep going.
You forgot one thing about living my life for 24 hours. Well, last night, you had to go to meditation.
Oh, God. that was an experience, I tell you.
At Anjali here in the city centre, I go there Thursday nights for meditation. Legit. Yeah. And I go there and it's makes you relax. You went there last night for me.
Oh, I wasn't relaxed.
What I want you to do is to, when you inhale, I want you to draw your breath in through the crown or the top of your head, draw it down through the centre of your body, and when you exhale, I want you to exhale your breath out through your feet.
This is really hard to do with a rock on your forehead.
Well, it is. You know, you got to think about those things. You know, you're trying to concentrate on getting your breath through the soles of your feet with this stone on your head.
Well, that was Selena, by the way, who the beautiful lovely. Love you, Selena. But it was my turn to be you for a day. You don't do a whole lot. Can I just tell you that? I'm very surprised with the amount of stuff that you don't do in your life. You don't.
Dishes everywhere. The paperwork here. Seriously? That's not a good sound. That's his razor blade, obviously. He's got that out here for a reason. It concerns me that has padlocks on his little door here and headphones. Things you need in the kitchen.
Is your heater?
Come
on, what's in here?
Alright, so.
Where's your water?
Oh, wait, that's your water. Here's your biscuits.
I got biscuits for you.
That'll do. I think that's enough for you.
Candy, down, biscuits.
Hello, candy cane.
What did you do to my dog?
No, I was showing your dog attention. I don't think that dog ever gets attention. I was like literally playing down on that dog. But anyway, you can see that video on our Facebook page too, by the way, CFM Mackay. I'm really surprised at the amount of things that you don't do. Like, you must just go home and just lounge in front of the TV all day.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
That is, Dave, like you need to, firstly, no wonder I can tell why you're still single these days.
Here we go.
You need to get back out there, mate. Get back on that horse. It might be a huge horse, but you need to get back on top of that horse.
Can we swap back over now? Because I'm...
Gladly! Please, can I have my life back?
Because, I mean, it's very, very difficult being the really, really, really good-looking guy in between the two of us.